I'm speaking with NAFB Washington Watch first-timer Julie McPeak. And first of all, Julie, tell me who you work for and what you do.
I work for Southeast AgNet. I am the Ag News Director there in Georgia. We cover Georgia, Florida, and Alabama.
Well, as I said, you're a first-timer. What do you think about this Washington Watch program?
I think it's a great opportunity, especially for those of us who may be, as you said, newbies. There is a lot of areas that we need to cover, and the politics is something that we may not be as familiar with. So it's a great way for us to kind of dip our foot in that water.
So from the standpoint of doing your job for Southeast AgNet, what are some of the ways that you're going to come back from this, or the benefits, I guess, that it brings to you?
Well, I've had, you know, a previous boss used to tell me that to be in sponge mode, and that's kind of the mode that I'm in right now, kind of learning. And the more I know, then the more I can then communicate to the listener. So I think it's basically enables me to learn a little bit more. That way I know the questions to ask, know the issues, and can then get it out to the listener so they'll be well informed as well.
And you, our president right now is Pam Yonke, and so you've had the honor of being nicknamed, Peaches or something like that?
I believe it was Peaches, and I am taking it with the grace that my mother bestowed on me. I'm still thinking of her nickname, and several could come to mind, but I am probably unique in that matter that we are there in the Southeast, and my accent may be strange to some of those that are here in Washington, but thankfully my listeners do relate to it well.
Okay, well, we hope you have enjoyed this. It's been another great session, and we're about to close here at the Longworth House building. So thank you, Peaches, for taking time to talk with me here about your first experience with NAFB's Washington Watch.